Residents in Philadelphia's Kensington section say conditions have worsened since the city and Conrail began sealing off a site by the railroad tracks popular with heroin users. At a meeting last night, they challenged city officials to do more to address the ripple effects. And for WHYY, Joel Wolfram reports.
Kensington residents told city officials they're fed up with a litany of nuisances connected to heroin dealing and using in their neighborhood. They complained about robbery, used needles getting stuck in flower pots, feces in the street, and getting hassled by dealers.
Another guy walking around with a lug wrench, swinging it, banging on cars and poles. What do we do?
I can't sit in front of my house. We can't do none of that. The junkies are the ones that are using these streets for whatever they need.
Something has to be done. We need more protection.
They say the problems have only gotten worse now that drug users can't go to the more secluded areas next to the Conrail tracks and are now moving further into the neighborhood. Captain Daniel O'Connor from the local police district assured them officers and outreach workers are going to these new hotspots.
We're trying to find that balance between enforcement and treatment.
Even the residents who spoke up weren't sure how to strike that balance. Some wanted the drug users locked up. Rick Alvarez called for a more compassionate approach.
For me, and I know the police are doing a great job in trying to maintain that balance. But listen. These people, I understand. But you know what they need? Maybe the system needs to be changed a little bit so they can get the help quicker.
Officials promised to continue efforts to get help and housing for drug users. The city says 225 people have been referred to treatment so far. They also urged residents to call 911 to report dangerous or illegal activity and to contact homeless outreach hotlines when they see people living on the street. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.